like they do in the movies, a masterclass in storytelling. New York, one of the most important elements in an actor's skill set is his or her ability to tell a believable story. If the audience doesn't believe the tale the actor tells, then whatever they say is meaningless, no matter what special effects, musical accompaniment, or other additions enhance the performance. Of this, actor Lawrence Fishburne is well aware. Using his own life as a starting point, Mr. Fishburne, who also wrote the play, presents a series of detailed anecdotes in his one-person show, like they do in the movies, at the Perelman Performing Arts Center in Lower Manhattan. Some of what Mr. Fishburne discusses is, by his own admission, true. Some pure fiction, and some is a mix of both. The actor shifts effortlessly from speaking as himself to speaking as a variety of characters. They include a working man from Brooklyn trying to get home after a day on the production line at the New York Daily News. A former police officer turned personal bodyguard with a talent for crocheting. A man caught up in Hurricane Katrina's devastating aftermath. And a squeegee-wielding, semi-homeless fellow who works at a car wash and repair shop. Mr. Fishburne ensures that he himself figures in many of the stories he tells, at least peripherally. With a commanding stage presence and an equally commanding voice, Mr. Fishburne allows the audience to connect with those he embodies, no matter the type of character he takes on. The personalities presented are all unique and compelling, and all have fascinating tales to tell. The one commonality that links these storytellers is that they are all survivors, including Mr. Fishburne. He recalls painful periods while growing up, how he was pushed to become an actor, and what made him first agree to follow that course. He shares the importance of handling whatever life happens to offer, while retaining a sense of dignity. Some of the incidents he describes are funny, others serious, but evident in them all is the need to remain true to oneself. He has no regrets when it comes to doing what is necessary to maintain that moral high ground. Another repeated message is that things that happen in the movies don't occur the same way in life. This understanding adds an ironic twist to the show's title. Anybody expecting to hear show business gossip or behind-the-scenes tales of the entertainment industry will come away disappointed. Other than brief references, including a mention of a one-man Broadway show about him starring as Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, there is little such material offered. Nor, frankly, is it needed. Instead, Mr. Fishburne focuses on the specific tale he is emoting and the different characters he transforms into. The almost bare set by Neil Patel fits perfectly with the atmosphere that Mr. Fishburne and director Leonard Foglia created. The excellent projection design by Elaine J. McCarthy quickly sets each scene for the tale to follow. The audience will feel the stories unfurling solely for their benefit. No segment goes on for too long. One of the most important elements of a good story is knowing exactly when to end it and to leave viewers wanting more. Featuring a tour de force performance, like they do in the movies, presents the audience with a series of alternatively hilarious and poignant moments, all completely involving from the first word to the last. This is a show well worth seeing and one that hopefully will have a life far beyond the current theatrical run. Like they do in the movies. Perelman Performing Arts Center. 251 Fulton Street. Tickets. 212-266-3000 or pacnyc.org. Running time, 2 hours, 20 minutes. Closes, March 31st. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.